أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقضي عينا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا فقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا صدق الله العظيم. This is from Ayah 24 to Ayah 26 of Surah Maryam. The last discussion, the pains of giving childbirth had approached Maryam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that in itself forced her to leave the community, the people, and she had come to the trunk of a date palm. And now there was perplexity, concern, worry. One is physical pain, one is an emotional condition, and one is to face the community and the society with a child that has come from an unmarried woman. What is all of this going to be like? In these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that when Allah's nusrat and Allah's help comes, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes care of every angle of a person's difficulties. Allah says, فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam called out to her from below her. She was on the hillock, he was in the valley, and he makes this call. Obviously, all of this under the hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tahzani. Number one, do not grieve. This is the work, this is the manifestation of the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You need not worry and you need not grieve. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take care of all the matters that lie ahead. قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Certainly, your Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has set below you. Sariya would refer to a stream or a rivulet, or for that matter, a spring. In other words, a source of water. The land is dry, and now suddenly she sees and she observes that there is water that is flowing, clean water, water that is sweet, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows her that this is a child that is coming through the miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here is water that was never there, and all the means were not there, but Allah Ta'ala created waters to gush out, flow like a little stream right in front of her, or rather right below her, right by her. And then Allah Ta'ala says, the word Sariya actually could also mean a person of leadership like a king. So some of the commentators say that tahtaki sariya, qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya, that below you now, this child that is going to be born, is going to be born a leader. So why grieve all about all of this, when this is the workout of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. And then Allah Ta'ala says to her, then the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, through the hukam and the command of Allah Ta'ala, says to her that shake towards you the trunk of the date palm tree. Again, this tree at that moment when she had gotten there, the tree was dry. It was a tree that was not bearing fruit. It was not a fruit bearing tree. It was not a tree that was giving out dates, but suddenly this command of Allah Ta'ala comes to her now, that shake the trunk of this tree, تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Rutab is a term that we all know in these days, that it refers to the date when it ripens. Janiya, fresh. Fresh ripened dates will fall towards you. Now one is when she was in the chambers and she was making Allah's ibadat. Anna laki hada, qalat huwa min indillah. How did this fruit come to you out of season? It came directly from Allah Rabbul Izzat, not a single intervention. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands her that if you want this beautiful, pure sustenance from me, you have to make this little effort, and the effort, you just need to shake the trunk and the dates will fall upon you and you will be able to eat from these dates. And hence Allah Ta'ala also shows us, one is the Qudrat of Allah, one is the adat and the system of Allah Ta'ala. For you and I, we have to make that effort insofar as our sustenance is concerned, and to make the effort for sustenance is not against tawakkul, it is not against the laws of trust that we place in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Fakuli washrabi. Now the command comes, eat from these dates and also drink from that water that Allah Ta'ala had made available to you. And hence many of the ulama, many of those in the field of medical practice, they say that there is nothing better for a woman that is giving birth than fresh ripe dates and of course water. So this saw, number one, to the physical strength that she required. This saw to the pain that she was in, that physical pain, all of that now begins to disappear. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and cool your eyes with this. Realize that this is from Allah, that Allah that has done what He has done, that now that child is in your womb, that also was from, that is also from Allah Ta'ala, and all of this is from Allah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will take care, and hence this created an ease within herself, that now, not that she had any doubt before, but now this heightens her satisfaction that my Allah will take care of me. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا. Still one matter is not resolved. And that matter was that now she has to take this little Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with her back to her community. And how is she going to do this? What is going to be the response? How is she going to react to their responses regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِمَّا تَرَيِّنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا. If any human sees you, this is a different realm that we are speaking about. She is a woman, a pious woman, who has now spoken to angel, to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the fact that if any human sees you, فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا. You don't have to make any responses whatsoever, how this child came, where this child came from. You do not have to defend yourself that it is not the result of any zina, it is not the result of any secret or private marriage that has taken place, but all you need to do is say, Inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma, that certainly I have vowed for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to keep a sawm, to keep a fast. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا. And in their fast, one aspect of their fast was not only keeping away from eating and drinking and fulfilling one carnal desires, but one aspect of the fast was that from morning to evening, they would not speak to anyone. In other words, there will be total silence, like we may have experienced when somebody passes on in the Christian world, then there's an observation of a minute silence. So that was an ibadat. Obviously, that ibadat was annulled by Islam in the hadith of Abu Dawud. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, La sumata yawmin fil Islam, that there is no silence in Islam as an ibadat. It was only for those people, the Bani Israel, and it came as a hukam and a command for Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. Two people came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One had made salam to him and one did not make salam. So the people asked, what is your condition that you do not make salam to such a great personality? The response from the people was that this person is observing silence for the day as an ibadat. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that is annulled in Islam. That was a particular hukam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to a woman that was close to Allah ta'ala, and referring to here Maryam in Islam, speech would be the best speech. We should speak good words. We should speak inviting towards Allah. We should speak reminding about Allah. Speak words that we will be not hurting or harming a person. If we cannot do that, then the second option is to remain silent and not to speak, but not as an ibadat. That is better than speaking words that are ill and hurting and harming. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْ سِيَّا, that today I will not speak to any human, to any person of the human race. And again Allah Ta'ala makes it clear that here is conversation that has taken place with the malaika. As far as humans are concerned, I will not speak. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.